In this week's parsha, we're introduced to the world of Nega. Rav Hirsch points out that the name referring to the Saras is a Nega, is an interesting word. Nega means, we talk about Negiah, is the touch. So why is it used as a description of Saras? Saras is more than just being touched, being affected. So he sees it as a touch of Hashem. It's a finger of Hashem. The goyim are something which are clearly hashkacha pratis. They're not derech hateva. The Ramban brings such a thing that it's derech hateva, but he clearly rejects that approach. Other rishonim as well, the Sforna, etc., all point out this is not derech hateva. It's not a natural event that there should be such a thing. So clearly it comes with hashkacha pratis from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a touch. Kadosh Baruch Hu is tapping you on the shoulder, and he's saying that be aware that there's something over here in some way that you're deficient in your social areas. It's Chazal teach up that the tahara process of it requires using tzipurim because they constantly talk. This is the root of the person's problem. Chazal see it being connected to the world of gasus of ruach, of being a balgaiva, or other reasons the Gemara gives. Chazal give why a person can get tzaras. So tzaras is a touch from Hashem. It's a reminder of the tshuva. That's why the Rambam already points out that the Barsham is not pegab and a fosh, it's tchila. So the first step, he brings a nega upon the person's possessions. And there's idea of a nega on a bias, a nega on a beged, a nega on the bed which you lie on, the ore. The Sforna says that the point of having tzaras on a hide, even though it's not a beged, is because they would make beds out of that. So it's it's the mita that you're going to be lying on. Eventually, it goes from the house. If a person doesn't get the message, it goes onto his mita. If he doesn't get the message, it goes onto his clothing. Eventually, it goes onto the person himself. So there's a tremendous hashkacha pratis and how it happens, etc. Rav Hirsch takes it a step further, even that sometimes the lesson is not being learned. He gets tahara when it's parach bekuloi, person's tame, and it's parach bekuloi means instead of taking the message, he's doing the opposite. He's getting worse. So then, adarabba, the way to rehabilitate him, the way to correct him, is by being the tahara him and bringing him back into society. Right now, isolation from society is not going to be good for him. As painful as it might be. The whole process of the isolation and etc. The fact that Rashi cares enough about us that he wants to do such a thing with such precision is a tremendous statement of Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives, and that has to be a source of comfort. So I'm wondering if we could suggest the following: the Baalei Kabbalah, the Sfasemis, and the others based on Kabbalah see a connection between the world of Nega and the world of Oinig. It's the same letters. When you move the ayin from the beginning of the word to the end of the word, so you have the nun gemol, the ayin in the beginning of it makes it oneg, and the ayin at the end of the word makes it a nega. So obviously there's a connection between the two points. There's a connection between these two points. So the idea of an oneg, which is something which is good for the person, it's hopeful, it's pleasurable, being connected to the world of Nega, which is the opposite, which seems to be a paradox. They say over from Rav Nachum Weinberg that he points out that people think the opposite of pain is pleasure. And he said that's not true. The opposite of pain is no pain. People find many things very pleasurable but it's still painful. A person who's a runner and he just ran his marathon and he completed the marathon, he's in tremendous physical pain. Every part of his body is gasping for air and he's worn out and his legs hurt, etc. But at the same time, he has a tremendous amount of pleasure because he accomplished something which he wanted to accomplish and he feels good about that. As a matter of fact, there's greater pleasure many times when a person has it difficult. He finds that more pleasurable even than when it comes easy. So the two are not a stira. That pain and pleasure are not a stira. So maybe in a person's lifetime, the fact that the Bereshit cares and he's interested in us, and he takes an interest, as painful as that might be, there's an element of oinig with it at the same time. And maybe bedafka, we need to have that reminder that things in our life which are difficult, if we recognize them as some way Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a message or taking care of us, that those can be a source of tremendous pleasure in our lives, that the Rosh cares. The worst relationship that a child can have with a parent is a parent who's totally indifferent to the child's situation and needs, and the parent couldn't care less. And the Rosh says specifically that, no, I don't do that. And so there's a sadness in our lives that we don't have this reality of the nega, which allows us to get the message immediately that it's time to correct ourselves and to do better. Have a good Shabbos.